You're listening to SBS News.
Measles is a highly infectious airborne disease that spreads when an infected person breathes, coughs, or sneezes. 9 in 10 unvaccinated people exposed to the virus can contract the illness. Infectious diseases specialist Dr. Sanjaya Senanayake is an associate professor of medicine at the Australian National University.
If someone goes into a hospital waiting room with measles and waits there for about 15 minutes and then leaves, for the next 2 hours, anyone going into that room will be exposed to measles. So really, really infectious.
Symptoms which occur between 10 and 18 days after exposure include a rash, runny nose, cough, sore eyes, and a fever. Most people recover, but measles can lead to health complications, including ear infections, pneumonia, and encephalitis, which is the swelling of the brain. In some cases, it can result in death. Dr. Senanayake says measles is rare in Australia thanks to vaccinations, but a global surge in cases has health authorities on alert.
We've done really well with immunisation in Australia with regard to lots of infections, particularly measles. In fact, in 2014, the World Health Organisation regarded measles as eliminated within Australia. However, this does not mean that we don't see measles in Australia because measles is still active in other parts of the world. So people coming into Australia, either Australians returning from overseas or tourists visiting Australia, can bring measles back here, and we can see small outbreaks occurring, as we have been seeing in different parts of the country this year.
28 cases of measles have been detected in Australia so far this year. That's more than the total number of cases reported for the entirety of 2023, 26 cases. Around 50 countries are experiencing what the World Health Organization describes as large and disruptive measles outbreaks. This is mainly due to a decline in vaccination coverage during the pandemic, when an estimated 60 million children missed their measles immunizations. Catch-up efforts are now critical, with cases soaring in Europe. More cases have also been recorded in the US, India, and Indonesia. The World Health Organization is also warning of a measles resurgence in the Western Pacific, where 3.6 million children missed their routine immunizations between 2020 and 2022. Last year, cases more than tripled in the region, which includes Australia, Pacific Island nations, China, the Philippines, and Malaysia. The last two countries are driving up case numbers. Dr. Saya Mapiukala is the World Health Organization Regional Director for the Western Pacific.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, there was the immunity kept with the lockdown and people not traveling, so parents cannot take their children for immunization. And the healthcare workforce has been concentrating on COVID-19 the vaccination and COVID-19 cases. But most of the times is imported cases from places where they have the measles outbreak. There are two countries in the Western Pacific region that reported the highest incident rates of measles in 2023. They were Malaysia and the Philippines.
Dr. Senanayake says a large measles outbreak in Australia is unlikely, but he's stressing the need for people to check if they're protected, particularly if you're headed overseas.
If you're planning a trip and you've got time to look into these things, you can always meet your local doctor and double-check your measles vaccination status. And that can be done just by looking at immunisation records or even doing a blood test to look at antibody levels.
Measles immunisations are recommended for babies at 12 months. Infants as young as 6 months of age can receive the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine prior to travel overseas to countries where measles outbreaks are occurring. Two doses are about 97% effective and protection is lifelong. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.